Let's head to the USA now, and President-elect Joe Biden is moving ahead with his transition plans, naming his top team to help him run the country after he's inaugurated on the 20th of January next year. At the same time, Donald Trump, who has yet to concede the Biden win, has pardoned his first national security advisor, Mike Flynn, and may be eyeing more pardons. There's even talk he may try and pardon himself and his own family members, who are not actually facing any charges as yet. Well, let's get the very latest from our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Hi there, Simon. I'd like to start with a different story. This is overnight news coming from tech company IBM. They're reporting attempts to hack into and disrupt the supply chain system for the rollout of the COVID vaccine. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, absolutely. This report suggests that IBM has identified what's known in the high-tech world as a phishing expedition, an attempt by hackers that the company believes are state actors, in other words, working for a foreign government, to try and understand more, very specifically, about the cold storage plans that various companies and countries have for the storage of Pfizer-BioNTech's vaccine. Remember, it's got to be stored at ultra, ultra low temperatures. And that cold chain storage is a critical piece of the distribution plans for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine. Apparently, these hackers have since September been sending emails to various companies and laboratories involved in the cold storage of this Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, trying to entice them to send back to the hackers an encrypted document, which would then have allowed the hackers to gain access to the computer systems of the people that they were targeting. So IBM says it doesn't know which country and which state was behind all of this, but it is absolutely convinced that there's been some sort of organized attempt to gather information. Very unclear whether to any measurable degree it succeeded.
Gosh, that's quite startling. Let's talk now about what Joe Biden is up to, and let's start with some of his key picks. Janet Yellen, potential Treasury Secretary, has now made it clear that he would like her. Am I right that this is one of those positions that has to be endorsed by the Republican-dominated Senate?
Yes, absolutely. It requires Senate confirmation along with the vast majority of the other positions that Joe Biden has been unveiling. She will be a pivotal member of Joe Biden's cabinet if she is confirmed. And Sally, you're absolutely right to focus on that, because one of the reasons why Joe Biden has selected Janet Yellen is because of her confirmability. This is someone very well known to Republicans on Capitol Hill. She's a former chair of the Federal Reserve Bank. They worked with her and liked her when she was in that position. So Joe Biden is calculating that it's going to be difficult for them to mount particularly effective opposition to her. She's likely to win confirmation and be available to him potentially as early as day one of his presidency. She's talking about restoring the American dream for everyone. She's struck a very progressive tone in the statements that she's made over the last few days, reflective of her own working class roots in Brooklyn, New York. There are progressives within the Democratic Party that would have preferred to see more of a left-wing appointee, someone like Senator Elizabeth Warren. But again, it comes down to confirmability, and Joe Biden believes he can get Janet Yellen through.
I have to ask you about what Donald Trump is doing. Now, he's already pardoned his first national security advisor, Mike Flynn. It is not unusual for presidents in this what's called lame duck period before they leave to issue quite a few pardons. But Donald Trump apparently is even looking to sort of pre-pardon his own family members. Please explain this to me.
Well, there are reports here, Sally, that the president has been asked to consider preemptive pardons, essentially a get-out-of-jail-free card in perpetuity for members of his own family and also for his own personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. And this would be a pardon that these people, were they to get them, Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Rudy Giuliani, could wave in the face of prosecutors if, after they leave the White House, they face criminal investigation. We know that Donald Trump's business, the Trump Organization, is in the crosshairs of prosecutors in New York. These pardons would not necessarily save the recipients from state charges, but they would be impactful against charges brought in federal court. It would be utterly unprecedented for a president of the United States to issue preemptive pardons for members of his own family. Joe Biden on television last night spoke about the country being increasingly perceived around the world, as he put it, a tin horn republic. This would feed into that narrative, but it's absolutely not impossible that it might occur.
Thank you so much. Simon Marks, that's our Washington correspondent.